Floor Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Shalom, and welcome to a topic that could probably be considered a little controversial based on the title of today's episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries, because the title of today's episode is, Are the Jewish People Really Blind to God? And this is based on the passage of Romans 10, 1 through 4. And I'm going to read Romans 10, 1 through 4 today. And because people love the King James, I'm going to read out of the King James. So hopefully you won't mind that. And it starts off with a politically non-correct word. So go ahead and fuss about that. Starts off with the word brethren, but don't fuss because it means all people. Paul was just writing generically. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant, another politically non-correct word, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Some harsh words from Paul about the Jewish people. But you got to remember, Paul's Jewish. And he's saying that the Jewish people have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. That's kind of harsh. But they have a zeal for God, for they being ignorant. Now, that's kind of harsh too. But what is that word ignorant in the Greek? Because remember, he's writing in the Greek, and the word in the Greek is agnoio. What does that mean? Well, I hate to say this, they're ignorant. But basically they don't understand, and that's basically what Paul is saying. For they don't understand, for they are lacking an understanding of God's righteousness, and they've gone about seeking to establish their own righteousness. So basically, Paul is saying what rabbinic Judaism is they're seeking to establish their own righteousness. And so he's saying they're trying very hard to be righteous, but they're trying to be righteous outside of God's righteousness. That's harsh, but is it true? And so let's look at that issue in light of Pew Research, which every 7 years, give or take, does a research of the American Jewish population. Not world Jewish, but American Jewish. So just kind of go through this. Let's look at what they discovered in 2020 about American Jewry. Well, let's look at it. And I'm going to focus, I'm just going to kind of highlight, because nobody loves to hear statistics, much less talk about them. But let's just look at some of these statistics about American Jewry real quickly. 37% of American Jews are Reform, 17% are conservative, 10% are Orthodox, 4% are other, that means like Reconstructionist, secular, etc., etc. But 32% of American Jews or nothing or none. Then they ask another question. Is religion important to American Jews? Now, I could give you all the breakdown, but I want to focus on one number. 53% of American Jews said not at all. So this going about to seek their own righteousness outside of God's righteousness, as Paul talked about in Romans 10, doesn't seem to have worked very well. Then they ask another question. Do you believe in the God of the Bible? The Pew Research did. 96% of Orthodox said yes. 37% of conservative Jews, those who hold to the Judaism of conservatism, said yes. 37%, only 37%. Only 18% of Reformed Jews, which is the largest, said yes. Think about that. So Judaism, you can be Jewish but not believe in God. And then they ask another question. Do you believe in God or a higher power? 22% of all American Jews don't believe in God or a higher power at all. And 21% of those who would say, well, I go to the Reformed synagogue or I identify as Reformed Jewish, don't believe in God or a higher power at all. They would label themselves as Reformed Jewish, but they don't believe in God or a higher power at all. So the label is just a label. It doesn't mean anything. Think about that. And 35% of those who don't have a label don't believe in God or a higher power at all. Now then they ask another question. Do you believe in a higher power or a spiritual force? And 50% of all Jewish people in America believe in a higher power or a spiritual force, which means that 50% of all American Jews do not believe in a higher power or a spiritual force. And 59% of Reformed Jews believe in a higher power or a spiritual force. But here's the question I thought was most interesting to me, at least, on this whole survey, especially coming from an evangelical Christian perspective. Do you believe that God gave Israel, the modern state of Israel, to the Jewish people? Do you believe that God gave the modern state of Israel to the Jewish people? Only 32% of all American Jews believe that God gave the modern state of Israel to the Jewish people. 87% of all Orthodox believe that God gave the modern state of Israel to the Jewish people. 46% of conservative, 26% of reform. Now, this might make you think that, well, then American Jewish people don't support the modern state of Israel. That's not true. Most American Jews do support the modern state of Israel. They just do not believe that God gave the modern state of Israel to the Jewish people. That might seem to evangelicals as an oxymoron. It's not an oxymoron. It reflects the question that we are looking at today. Are the Jewish people really blind to the idea of God? They support the modern state of Israel because Jewish people fought for it. Jewish people died for it. In 1948, 1957, and 1967, and 1973, in these different important years like 1983, in 2000, in the various intifadas, the Israelis, the Jewish people have fought for the modern state of Israel. but they do not believe that God had anything to do with the modern state of Israel. They believe that they did. They fought for it. They died for it. They planted the trees in Israel. The Israelis established the kibbutzes. The Zionists tilled the soil. They planted the trees. They created the paradise of the modern state of Israel. They don't believe that God had anything to do with it. Now, as evangelicals, if you're listening and you're an evangelical, that might seem like, how could you believe that? But that is what most or a lot of Jewish people believe today, especially the Israelis, especially the Sabras in Israel. Now, what's a Sabra? A Sabra is one of those individuals who was there in 48, who was there prior even to 48, who fought for the land, who died for the land, who struggled to build the land, who for the most part doesn't believe in God. I remember I was in Israel one time and I landed in Ben-Gurion and I needed to quickly get to Jerusalem, and Ben-Gurion is in Tel Aviv, and I needed to quickly get to Jerusalem. So I took a cab, I took a taxi from Ben-Gurion to Jerusalem. And the taxi driver, his father fought in the 48 war. His sons fought in 67. His grandsons are in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, today. He was injured in various fights to preserve the land himself. And he told me, we didn't need God. We fought for the land. We died for the land. We've preserved for the land. Where was God? I don't know. I don't care. And he reflects, this taxi driver reflects and reflected many of the Sabras, many of the natives, the native Israelis who live there today. And even that question, and I'm going to read you those statistics again. Do you believe that God gave Israel to the Jewish people? Only 32% of American Jews today would answer in the affirmative. And most of those are Orthodox. Most of those are the Lubavitch and the modern Orthodox. The reason being is that most Jewish people have given up and they've lost their faith in God. They are blind to God. Why is that? You can look back in Jewish history. You can look back as recently as January of 1945, when the gates of Auschwitz was open and the reality of the horrors of the Holocaust came to life for the rest of the world to see. You can look back at the Crusades and the Inquisition and the pogroms and you can look back at the reality that Christians and churches have failed to share the true righteousness of God, which Paul talks about in Romans 9, 10, and 11 to the Jewish people. And you can look at the reality as Paul himself talks about in Romans 11, 11, and I'm going to read that verse to you as well, that we have failed to make the Jewish people jealous for Jesus. So if they are blind to God, it is because we as Christians and churches have failed to show them the love of God and the love of Messiah Jesus. And here is what Romans 11, 11 says. I say then, have they, and this is Paul is talking about the Jewish people, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, us, for to provoke them to jealousy. Are the Jewish people really blind to God today? Yes, because we have failed to make the Jewish people jealous for Jesus. And it is time to take off their blinders, to show them the love of Messiah Jesus, to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy, so that they can see the miracle of Jesus, so that they will no longer be blind, and so that they can once again see that their Messiah has come. And they can only see that if we, as Christians and churches, show them the love of Jesus. This has been Tzedakah Ministries. This has been Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. And will you join us into showing the Jewish people the light, the truth, and the vision of Messiah Jesus? Until next time, shalom and God bless.